in series circuits. That's circuits where everything happens one after another. The total resistance in the circuit is just equal to all the individual resistances added up. So if I've got a circuit with a 1.5 volt cell attached to it and a 2-ohm resistor and a, 4-ohm resistor, total resistance of my circuit is going to be 6 ohms, the two of them added up. So the total current flowing through my circuit, I can use V equals IR. I know R, I know V, I want to find current, I want to find I, so that must be V divided by R. So I've got 1.5 volts divided by 6 ohms gives me a value of 1/4 for the current flowing. So 0.25 of an amp is going to flow around that circuit. And I can find that very simply because I can find out what the total resistance is just by adding up the resistors. I can then find out what the total, I know what the total voltage across my entire circuit is because that's the power supply voltage or the power supply potential difference. And I can therefore find out what the total current flowing is. And in a series circuit, current is the same wherever you put the ammeter. Doesn't matter. We don't magically create or destroy electrons in one place or another. Current is always the same around a series circuit, wherever you put the ammeter. And also, the resistance doesn't change depending on what order I put the resistors in. Doesn't make the slightest difference whether I've got the 2-ohm first or whether I've got the 4-ohm first. I've always got the same resistance in my circuit because they just add up. I had a bunch of boys answer a question the other day. How do you change the resistance in a circuit? Well, you change the order of the components. Doesn't work in a series circuit. You're being stupid. Yes, you know who you are. What happens if I want to find the potential difference across just one of those resistors? Well, that's also easy because I now know what the current flowing through each of those resistors is. I've just worked it out. It's 1/4 amp. So if I know there's 1/4 amp running through each one, I can use the same Ohm's law equation to work out what the potential difference across each one is. So if we start with the 2-ohm resistor, I've got 2 ohms with 1/4 amp. So V equals IR, that's going to be voltage is equal to current times resistance. I've got voltage is equal to 1/4 multiplied by 2, 0.5 volt. So potential difference across the first one is 0.5 volt. Let's have a look at the second one, 4 ohms. So 4 multiplied by 1/4, 1 volt. So I've got 0.5 volt across one of them. I've got 1 volt across the other. And surprise, surprise, those two voltages add up to my supply voltage because 0.5 plus 1 obviously is 1.5, which is what I said the value for the cell was in the first place. So not only do resistances add up in series circuits, the potential differences add up to the supply potential difference in series circuits.